Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Queensland Government has announced new workplace entitlements for public sector workers in the state. They include 10 days of reproductive health leave for fertility treatment, endometriosis, vasectomies, as well as breast and prostate cancer screening. The government will also begin to pay superannuation to those on unpaid parental leave. Big rent hikes for the Darling Downs in the past 12 months, according to CoreLogic's rental market update. Here's CoreLogic's head of research, Eliza Owen.
The Darling Downs East Market had the biggest uplift across the regional Queensland centres in the past 12 months, so up 15.4%, or the equivalent rise in weekly rent values of $61.
The Darling Downs West and Maranoa regions also had an increase of 12.4%, but values are below the record highs of 2012. Meanwhile, Griffith Uni's Professor of Economics, Chris Fleming, has ruled out a rate cut ahead of the RBA's announcement tomorrow, with a 50-50 chance of rates going up or staying put.
Inflation is not coming down as quickly as they'd like. It's still above their target range, and the most recent quarterly data was probably a little bit higher than they were expecting.
Toowoomba could be home to a $650 million automotive testing facility either side of the Wellcamp Airport. News Corp reports R&D Development Precinct Gondwana Australia has launched their $2 million crowdfunding campaign to complete its development application. If successful, the precinct will offer thousands of jobs, position the region as an epicentre of vehicle testing globally, and save manufacturers millions. To sport, the Western Clydesdales have moved off the bottom of the ladder after a narrow victory against the Redcliffe Dolphins on Saturday. The home game saw a 2-point win for the Clydesdales, pushing them to 14th.